Esmeralda, can you believe who just walked? It's Skip Skipley. Skip Skipley!
Hey, guys.
Hi, oh, Skip.
Good thing he showed up.
Yeah. How are you?
I would never miss a chance to play the game with you guys.
Oh, I appreciate that. Skip, how was the flight in? How's the jet?
Not bad.
All right.
Got through the weather, no problem.
Yeah.
I had a hard time finding Michigan Avenue since it was covered with umbrellas.
It's covered with cats with umbrellas because the cats have umbrellas.
Of course.
Yeah. They're smart, little cats. All right. Well, you know how it works. This is when you ask us questions based on the fantastic VH1 pop-up video game. Should we hear the thing that's the thing? There it is, pop-up video, and the battle shall begin. All right. I think, Esmeralda, you won the last time we did this, I think.
Oh.
I think you did. I don't
maybe.
Remember. No, you know what I did?
Well, just count your money and then...
Yeah, I'll have to count my money. Yeah. I called the bank and the check's still bouncing. All right. All right, Skip.
Mr. DeGilio.
Yes, sir.
Please provide us a line or two from The Motels, Only the Lonely.
Oh, no. No, because you know what I thought. I don't know if you know this. Maybe Dan told you. You know what I thought the lyrics were when I first heard this song.
I do remember, yes.
All right. I'll do the regular lyrics. Only the lonely, only the lonely can play. It's like I told you, only the lonely can play. Only the lonely... Only the lonely can play.
Now, what did you think they were?
Only the lonely gets laid. Only the lonely get laid. I swear to you,
that
that's
makes no sense.
I know it makes absolutely no sense. But if you know, next time we do misheard lyrics, let's play that one because it sounds like she says only the lonely get laid. And again, last time we mentioned this is because I was getting them confused with Quarter Flash. All right, there you go.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Esmeralda, this video's nightclub setting was inspired by what 1980 Stephen King horror movie? This video's nightclub setting was inspired by what 1980 Stephen King horror movie?
Carrie?
The Shining.
Ah.
Was it, okay, does it look like Lloyd's Bar? I don't remember. I mean, okay, all right.
Next up,
yeah.
The last name of the Motels lead single, Martha, is the same as what subject of a Kim Carnes song? Poorly
Davis.
Question. That is correct.
That's a really convoluted That's a really convoluted question. So
Martha's last name is Davis.
Martha's Davis, like Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes song. Boy, that was a long time to get to that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you don't write them, Skip. You just read them.
That's right.
All right.
Esmeralda, the Motels hit Suddenly Last Summer gets its title from a play by what famous playwright with a southern name?
That's not...
not multiple choice. The Motels hit Suddenly Last Summer got its title from a play from which famous playwright with a quote-unquote southern name?
Truman Capote? No.
Tennessee Williams.
Oh, okay.
Flipped?
Flipped.
Skip has flipped, Esmeralda.
He's flipped.
It was very impressive, too. It looked like he was in Gymkhana.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, ask Brian. Brian will know. All right.
He's just a background extra.
You're just a background extra in Gymkhana.
You see, learned
We learned something new. Every day about Skip Skipley.
Did they train you for that whole time?
Yeah.
Skip Skipley.
I was a
background extra in Gymkhana.
I don't like to talk about it, but I finished fourth in the 1982 Summer Olympics.
I think you should be proud of that.
There was no Summer Olympics in 1982. You mean 84? Or 80?
There was a secret one that you didn't know about.
Wait, when was the Miracle on Ice?
80.
So that would be Winter Olympics.
No. 82. No, it was 80. Yeah, it was 80.
Right.
Yeah.
But hockey is winter.
But I thought you were talking about gymnastics.
Are summer, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be 82?
No. It was 4 years. They didn't start the 2-year thing until until later. Are you going to look it up, Skip?
No.
I believe you, Skip.
Thanks.
All right.
All right.
We flipped, and this is whose question? Me?
This would be you.
All right.
Okay. Who had a hit with the 1976 song Lonely Boy? Was it
Andrew Gold?
Yes, that is correct.
Used to perfection in Boogie Nights.
Makes sense.
All right.
All right. Esmeralda, mm-hmm. How about this? What's the name of the local bar in Three's Company?
Oh, man.
Call Andy.
Hold on. It's the something Beagle.
Rhymes.
The Regal Beagle.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Very nice.
Andy was screaming at the radio in New York while he's listening. All right.
Another multiple choice here.
Oh, boy.
What 80s celebrity was called the Queen of Mean? Was it Merv Griffin?
Oh. I don't need to. We got to get to the break here, so I'm just going to. It's Joan Rivers.
That is incorrect.
Oh, it's not Joan Rivers?
No.
Oh, well, what are the choices?
Your choices were Merv Griffin, Martha Quinn, Nancy Reagan, or Leona Hemsley.
Oh, Leona Hemsley. Yeah, I'm not going to give myself a point because I wasn't being a smart ass. Okay.
Esmeralda, another multiple choice. Which of these states does not border Tennessee? Is it A, Virginia, B, Arkansas, C, Indiana, D, Kentucky? Which one does not border
Arkansas?
Tennessee? No, that is incorrect. Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Indiana. All right. That's it. That's the end of the card, right?
That is Skip? The end of the card.
Yes. All right. Well, Skip's going to retire. I see him walking out already.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
He's going to go check on those 82 Summer Olympics.
He's going to look at his medals.
All right, it's 3-1 after round one, and I'm ahead 3-1. So then the cats are gathering closer to the windows now,
mm-hmm.
because they're getting closer to the point of you singing, and I see Dave in the sports department right now, 412 cats on his head. He's ready to go. Popping up the video. That's what we're doing, Esmeralda. We're popping up videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on a wet Michigan Avenue. A wet Michigan Avenue covered in umbrellaed cats, because we're getting ready to hear Esmeralda sing, as we do every time we play some pop-up video. I am leading 3-1 after the first round. And look, Esmeralda, look who came back. He came back. Can you believe? He retired, now he's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
Good to see you.
Getting that water, or a watch. Sorry, I was looking outside.
Is it moved now?
Well, I mean,
is it anniversary? You got water now?
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of it coming from the sky. Yeah,
exactly. Well, welcome back, Skip.
Thank you. We're glad
to have you.
Good to be back.
All right, so shall we begin round two?
We shall.
Okay.
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Janet Jackson's Runaway.
Oh, man. Gosh, I haven't heard that song in forever. Da-da. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of it. I know it, like, I know it. I just haven't heard that song in forever.
I haven't heard I can't.
Something in Tokyo. Do-do-do-do. I used to have a dance to it when I was younger.
Wow.
Now I can't remember the words. This is depressing.
Well, hum it or...
My childhood
do
shattered.
Your doot-doot, do your doot-doot-doot-doots.
Oh, yeah, she does do that. Doot-and-doot-doot-doot-doot-do. She does do that in the song. That is part of the song.
Oh. Well, there you go. Very good. The cats are very happy with that.
They couldn't hear it over the umbrellas.
They couldn't hear it because of the umbrellas. They're very upset. All right. We give you a point on that anyway. Nobody knows this damn song.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in so long.
What album is it on? Maybe that's going to be a question. Is it on Control?
No. This is...
Oh, like later. It's like Velvet Rope or something, or Velvet...
No. It was on the one...
Janet?
I think it was on Janet.
Janet, okay.
Or the one after that.
All right.
It was on the... It might have been on the one after the one that had If.
Okay. So
whatever that album was.
Might have been recorded as a single for her Greatest Hits album design of the decade.
Oh, okay.
I remember the video very clearly.
Oh, well, then you're going to do much better.
I won't tell you.
You're going to do much better on this side of the card than I am. I can tell you that right now because I don't remember anything. All right, I'm not going to do well, Skip.
It's all right. I think you'll be okay. What city is home to the giant hilltop statue of Christ that appears in this video?
Oh, my God. Rio de Janeiro.
That is correct.
What? Wow. All right.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. of the 9 Jackson children, what number is Janet?
She is Sarah younger than her. I'm going to say 8.
That's incorrect. She is the youngest.
She's, okay.
Oh, she's the ninth kid. Wow. I bet their parents just let her go into medicine cabinets and stuff, just not watch her at all. All right. I don't know why that popped into my head. A baby Janet Jackson climbing into a medicine chest. That's what I...
There you go.
All right.
What was Janet's Good Times coaster? Wow. Come on, pop-up video. And Janet was a co-star on Good Times. What was Jimmy J.J. Walker's catchphrase?
Come on, man. Dynamite!
That is correct.
I'm like, no one remembers this video.
Let's just do these questions seem like they should be on the other side of the card, don't
right,
they?
Right.
All right.
We have flipped, by the way.
Flipped!
Multiple choice for you here, Esmeralda. Mm. A member of what wealthy American dynasty disappeared in New Guinea in 1961? Was it a Carnegie, a Rockefeller, a Kennedy, or a Carrington? A member of what wealthy American dynasty?
Rockefeller?
That is correct.
Wow. What does that have to do with...
Because this in the video, she's jumping around all these different cities, so maybe...
Oh, one of those cities pops up. Oh, I get it. Okay. Why? I have no recollection of this video at all.
Yeah,
I swear
she's dancing around and she's just hanging out on top of that Jesus statue.
I don't remember this at all.
She does like big jumps. She jumps into other places.
Well, is Scott Bakula with her?
Not through time, just through space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now what happened?
The Statue of Liberty
was
a gift to the United States by what country?
Come on, man. That's not multiple choice, is it?
Nope.
Okay. France.
That is correct.
Come on, what the hell kind of question is that?
Well, you did get dynamite, so.
Yeah. Well, now, does she jump around on the Statue of Liberty?
Probably.
In the video?
She's in New York.
The mirror was about the Statue of Jesus, so it might just be another statue.
Oh, another statue. The other question was about the statue. And then, okay. All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. What phrase can be heard when the Beatles song Revolution 9 is played backwards? Was it, I buried Paul. Paul is dead. Turn me on, dead man. I'm with stupid.
I'm with stupid. That would be so good. Paul is dead.
That is incorrect.
Turn me on, dead man.
Oh.
Paul is dead is at the end of Strawberry Fields. Paul is dead at the end, but he's actually saying, oh no, Barry Paul, I think is what he says. Yeah, Paul, yeah. But he said cranberry sauce is what John Lennon said he said. Yeah, turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. It's the only reason to listen to Revolution Number 9 is to play it backwards. All right, what's next?
Our final question.
Oh, boy.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll need it. What Australian hard rock band?
AC/DC.
Had a song called TNT.
Could have been about Kylie Minogue. Yeah, you didn't know.
No, but hard rock. I wasn't going to say Men at Work. It had to be. I mean, they're the most notorious hard rock band out of Australia ever. Because, you know, there are so many hard rock bands that come out of Australia. It could have been the, you know who it could have been, Skip? It could have been the Doof Warrior.
Ah.
Because he's
that would have been quite a question.
He's pretty hardcore, and he's clearly in Australia.
Very prescient of the pop-up video.
The pop-up video to write a question about a movie that would come out 25 years later. But that was...
That's how they work sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of creamed you this time, Esmeralda. 7-3. But when I get questions like, what is J.J. Walker's catchphrase, and where did we get the Statue of Liberty from? Why didn't they just hand it to me? Now I get... Oh, I forgot. We forgot how much it's worth today.
Oh, I don't know. What did you say?
Let me check.
Yeah, check your account.
It's worth $620 million. Dollars.
All right, that's fine.
I just called the bank, and the check's still bouncing. So...
I'll just move some money around all of the same. It's okay.
It'll be fine. Hey, Skip, thanks.
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure.
All right. Enjoy your flight back.
I will.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
There you go. Look, Dan's back.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
what
hi Dan.
What are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
All right. Where were you? What were you doing?
I was just, you know.
Hanging out?
Looking at the other parts of the producer booth.
Oh.
You just stand in the corner?
Just kind of stand around the corner.
On the off chance I needed to be called in at the last minute.
Still hasn't happened, though. One of these days, you'll get to do it.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. Esmeralda, tomorrow, do you have any sports memorabilia?
No.
Wait, what? I can't believe that. You, Esmeralda, the big sports fanatic that you are?
You know what? I like to live in memories. In my mind?
Just in your mind.
Mental snapshots.
Mental snapshots.
Yeah.
That was a band I was in one time. Mental snapshots.
I don't go for those. I don't go for those, you know.
The actual physical
items.
Yeah, memory. You have it all up in your skull.
Right.
All in your noggin.
Physical items are fleeting.
Okay.
My memories in my steel cage of a mind.
All right. Oh, man. All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fly Jams Friday, all the other regular Friday features. Plus, Michael Osaki will be here to give you some prices on what your sports memory really is worth. We got the news coming up next.